Presentation of the North Bay Report on KRCB is made possible by our members and by SolarWorks, reminding you that SolarWorks offers public going solar workshops to answer all your questions about solar electricity. More information at solarworksca.com.
This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Most medical news these days is either about costs and coverage or discoveries of new causes and cures. This report is neither. Our focus today is on two modest innovations that are unfolding in clinics here in Sonoma County. The first could be seen as peripheral to the actual practice of medicine, but the doctor behind it would disagree. Dr. Jason Cunningham is the medical director for the West County Health Centers in Guerneville, Sebastopol, and Occidental. What's got him enthused these days is their move to an electronic health record system. Not only will this new system make each patient's chart more easily accessible and searchable by the doctors and nurses compared to conventional paper records, but Cunningham says it will also enable their 9,000 patients to be more directly involved in their own care.
We believe that primary health care needs to be patient-centered. The patient should have ownership of their information. They should have access to their information. So we've purchased what's called a patient portal, and that allows patients to log in just like you would log into your bank and access your chart, lab results, access your referral to see what's happening with that, make appointments.
It's a big change, but Cunningham is convinced the benefits far outweigh the drawbacks.
The advantages would be that it's something we can access on a regular basis, so it's at our fingertips. We don't have to look for a chart that's upstairs or three volumes later. We're not searching for information that should be in the chart. The disadvantages would be cost, office flow change, some other things that the offices have to take into account when we're doing something like that.
The new system comes with a hefty price tag, $500,000 just for the first year. To ease the fiscal burden, the West County Centers are sharing the purchase with the Redwood Community Health Coalition. It's being introduced at the West County Clinics this month. Meanwhile, over at Santa Rosa Memorial Hospital, Dr. Barry Silberg is beginning a clinical test for a new method of delivering antibiotics directly to the location on the body where a surgical incision is to be made. He calls it a tissue preparation system.
The tissue preparation system is a way of dispersing infused fluid into tissues using ultrasound. The way it works is that a solution is placed under the skin, and then external ultrasound is used to disperse the fluid into the tissues. Doing this, we can put in just saline solution to superhydrate tissues before surgery. And this new application involves putting antibiotics in the solution and putting antibiotics into target tissues before surgery is done.
Silberg, a plastic surgeon, says this approach has two advantages over delivering the antibiotics through a conventional IV tube.
When antibiotics are given intravenously, the antibiotics spread out over the entire body and only a very small amount gets into the area of the operation. With the tissue preparation system, a very large amount gets right into the target tissue where you want it, and at the same time prevents exposure dehydration after the tissues are open. It's especially valuable in types of surgery that have a higher incidence of surgical site infections.
The current test will measure and compare the concentration of antibiotic at the incision sites for 20 volunteer tummy tuck patients, half using IV delivery and half Silberg's new method. He hopes to publish the results in a medical journal, part of the long pathway toward getting the TPS methodology established and accepted in the general medical community. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.